Welcome to Talking Family, Talking Life. I lied to everybody last week on social media and on the podcast. First of all, we always did podcasts on Tuesdays. That got hard to do. And then I said last week we would start having them come out on Wednesdays. Oops.
Wasn't really our fault. We were busy with a lot of ministry things that were very important yesterday.
It's been very...
That definitely took priority.
It has been very, very, very...
Not that we don't love you all. We do.
Very busy. So, but that's just how life goes. So, anyway, so I don't know where you guys are at listening to this, but in northern Indiana, it was 38 this morning, and it's supposed to be... I'm sorry, it was 39 this morning, and it's supposed to be up close to 80 today.
You told me it was going to be 75, so I wore flip-flops this morning, and I'm freezing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My bad. But then it's supposed to be...
I need to check my own weather app instead.
Then it's supposed to be back in the 40s tomorrow. So I hate northern Indiana. I'm sorry. Love the people. Hate northern Indiana, though. Sorry. I try.
All that snow and ice we had a week or two ago?
God knows I try. So. All right, guys. We're going to talk about a topic today that we've definitely all experienced. And it's the topic of... unanswered prayers, and specifically in, you know, the actual title of this podcast is Praising God for the Unanswered Prayers, and we'll get to that really kind of toward the end. And, you know, there's all kinds of reasons, a ton of reasons, why prayers go unanswered. And we got to get this myth taken care of at the beginning. Just because there's an unanswered prayer doesn't mean it's always something wrong that we're doing. Sometimes it might be the case, but a lot of times it's not. But we'll talk about that as we go. Because if you study, you know, if you read God's Word and you study on this, there's so many reasons why prayers go unanswered. And I think from a family standpoint, you know, we're always constantly, hopefully, constantly... faithfully teaching our children a lot of things about God's Word, and obviously we won't get everything, but we need to tell our kids, you know, as the time arises and as God lays on our heart, to show them and tell them and teach them that about when we're talking to them about prayer, and even when we're praying with them, that God's going to answer things according to His will, and some of our prayers might be answered, hopefully all of them, that's what we want. But in reality, some will go unanswered. So we need to, you know, biblically train them, teach them, and show them why that's the case. But I just want, again, quickly today, and I say quickly because it's another busy day, but we want to take time to do this podcast because we want to be a blessing with you guys on this topic. But what are some different reasons that prayers go unanswered? I mean, the first thing I have written down here is simply that our relationship with God may not be where it needs to be at that moment. John 15:7 says, "But if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted." I wish I had more time on the context of that passage, but what the first point I'm trying to make here is about maybe our relationship with God isn't where it needs to be. I think just reading that passage there, "If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want," shows that if we want our prayers to be answered, we're definitely going to have a better shot, if I can use that terminology, if our relationship with Him is where it needs to be. And then Psalm 34, verse number 15, the psalmist here, David says, "The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help." And so I think one reason that maybe our prayers possibly could go unanswered is because simply our relationship isn't with God where it needs to be. And I think in those two passages, and there are other passages where God says, "Hey, follow me, love me, have a relationship," if you want, I'm paraphrasing here, then I will hear your cry.
Another reason that prayers could go seemingly unanswered would be that we have wrong motives. James 4:3 says, "When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your own pleasures." I think that's talking more possibly financially, unneeded money. You know, God is very, Scripture is very clear to say that if we have needs, that God will meet them. But I think sometimes we ask for things just out of selfish gain. Proverbs 16:2 is another good one. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Proverbs 21:2 also says a person may think their own ways are right, but the Lord weighs the heart. So really what we need to do is have a heart check. Is what I'm asking for my own personal gain, something I don't really need, or a selfish reason? I've heard of people pray out of anger because they want somebody to get something that they think they deserve. They weren't treated well. So check your heart and see if your motives are right, because God's going to be checking your heart anyway.
All right. And then another, you know, another reason, guys, again, we do this, you know, we're doing this topic because we want our prayers to be heard. We don't want our prayers to be wasted. And we, you know, desire that for you. And I know you have that desire for God to answer your prayers. And so another reason where possibility that our prayers may be hindered or going unanswered is that we might be simply just have wrong relationships with each other. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 7 is, you know, this verse has to deal with the husband and wife relationship. And it says, in the same way, your husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift and new life. And then it says this here at the end of the verse. It says, treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered. That's pretty straightforward. And I think that's just one example where having a wrong relationship can hurt our prayers or diminish our chances of our prayers being heard and being answered. If our relationship isn't right with our authority, if our relationship isn't right with our children, I think all of those things are just little examples or classic examples of why God said, hey, you want me to hear you? If you want grace and mercy and love and you want me to hear your cry for help, then you better be having your relationship with each other, your spouse, your children, your employer, or whoever it might be, needs to be where it needs to be. You want love and grace from me? Well, you better be showing love and grace to each other as well.
Another reason that prayers could go unanswered would be that we have sin in our life. Or have you ever heard this phrase? People will say we need to see if there's sin in the camp. Sometimes it could be sin in the home or in your church. But personally, again, I think it's just taking time to do a heart check, taking time to see if there is sin in your heart, because if there is, it will hinder or block your relationship with God. Psalm 66:18 says, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. Isaiah 59:2 says, but your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. So if there is sin in our hearts, in our lives that we have not taken care of, you know, Mike mentioned, you know, even going to another person, sometimes we have to take care of it. It's a relationship problem. Sometimes it's just personal sin in our own heart. Sometimes it's recognizing that there could be sin in your spouse or your children's life, and you might need to go to them as well. But sin will hinder our relationship with God, and God will not listen to our prayer if we have sin in our life that's not taken care of.
You know, we got to remember this when we pray, and we can forget this really, really, really quickly. A lot of times when we pray, if not most of the time, and I think that's accurate, is that we're praying something that we want to see done. we want our will accomplished. But we got to remember what Jesus prayed there on the Mount of Olives, right before he was betrayed, arrested, and crucified. In Luke 22:42, he says, "Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." And ultimately, if we are praying the right way, that's what we should desire as well. Is ultimately, we should want the will of God accomplished in what we are praying. And a lot of times, what we desire and what our will match up with God's will and God's desires. And sometimes that may not be the case. But no matter what the outcome is, we have to praise him for the answered prayer and the unanswered prayer, again, which we'll talk about more again here in just a couple of moments. And again, I want to remind you of this. If we're praying for something that we obviously desire, want to see answered, again, doesn't mean it's wrong if it goes unanswered. If God wills something else, then God wills something else, and we have to trust that he knows and what he is doing.
I think another reason that we sometimes don't have prayers answered is that we doubt that God can answer them, and it really comes down to faith. You know, Hebrews 11:1 says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And you know, we are putting our faith and trust in a God that we can't see. It's something that, you know, our faith, it's hoped for. And many of us have experienced the goodness of God or experienced the Holy Spirit working in our life. And so sometimes we trust based on what we have seen God already do in our lives or in the lives of others, but that's hard for us when we can't see the outcome, when we can't clearly see what's going to happen. Sometimes we do doubt, and our faith, we really struggle. I was, you know, even one of Jesus's disciples, Thomas, he's known for what? For doubting. That, you know, he spent all this time with Jesus and just doubted that the God that he served, the Jesus that he devoted his earthly ministry life to, would do what he said he was going to do. And so it really just comes down to faith. James 1:6 says, "But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like the wave of a sea blown and tossed by the wind." When, as soon as the waves come, as soon as tough times come, we tend to get fearful, and we tend to forget that God is who he says he is. So we've got to really work on having that strong faith that when the hard times come, that we're not doubting. And then another one, I'll go ahead and finish my last one here. I wanted to share with you one of my favorite passages of scripture. This is a couple of verses that I claimed, goodness, I can't remember if it was high school or college. I just remember it so prominently in college years. And, you know, another reason that God may not answer prayers or seem to not answer prayers is it's just not the right time. It's just not his time to say yes. It's not his time to give us the answer that we want. And so for me, these verses are really, really strong in my life. And it's Isaiah 55:8-9. And it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And that really, for me, just sums up a lot of things with trusting God and with my prayer life, that yes, there are things that I'll pray for, and maybe in my own timing, I want it done at this time, but I really have to have the perspective that my thoughts aren't God's thoughts. My timing is not God's timing. the way that I want things done. It's not always going to be done my way, because we can't even have a concept with our mortal minds of who God is and what His ultimate plan is. So we really just have to trust in Him, that His thoughts and His ways and His timing are all better than what I could want.
And that's what leads to the, and that leads us to the last thing, is when we go, when we have our prayers that go unanswered, and Sarah just touched on it a second ago, it just simply means, and I came across this thought several days ago, and it's been stuck in my mind, is that when God says no, or our prayers go unanswered, I believe that means that God has something better and greater. And you may be listening to this podcast, or somebody else hears that comment and think, how could that be because of what of certain situations? And, you know, for people who go to Liberty, we know with, you know, Zach and Caitlin Atkins just lost, you know, delivered their stillborn baby here just yesterday. And I shared this with both of them, is that, you know, I think there's a couple prayers going up. One, there was, we were praying for a miracle that the baby would survive, and then, but if not, the second prayer was that if the baby didn't, was not going to get that miracle and survive the pregnancy, that the baby would be taken quickly. And one prayer was answered, one prayer wasn't. We didn't get the prayer answered of the miracle prayer. The baby did not get that miracle, but the prayer was answered from, you know, that was prayed where the baby was taken quickly, so that prayer was answered. Obviously, we all desired that that baby would be able to live and been able to be brought up in the home of that family, but that didn't happen. But I shared with them, and it's easy to say this when you don't have to experience something like this, and I know that, but and it was difficult to say these words, but I meant them. But I think it's something that can be encouragement to all of us, and it takes a lot of faith to believe this and live this out, and I don't say it lightly. I do believe that when God says no, or has, you know, or our prayers go unanswered, that means He has something better or greater. But let me take one or two steps further. That something that is better, that something that is greater, may not be actually for us. We may never see what that greater or better is. And to accept those two thoughts and to believe those two thoughts takes faith. I believe that Braylee, which is Zach and Caitlin's daughter that passed, she is experiencing greater and better. It wasn't a great day for Zach and Caitlin and the family yesterday, and it wasn't a great day for families who've experienced very similar situations like that by any means. But that baby's in heaven today, and I believe that. And maybe, you know, for some of you guys who are out there, you've prayed something and you've never seen what the greater and better is of an unanswered prayer. Well, maybe we might have to come to the realization, possibly, that we may never will. And maybe the greater and better was for somebody else. You've heard it many times in church, and you will continue to hear it, that this life that we live is not always about us. We know that. And sometimes when it comes to this topic on unanswered prayers, maybe God wants us to pray a prayer. And you know, here's how mysterious God is. God wants us to pray. I mean, we'll pray prayers that God knows He's not going to answer, but He still could use it for good, even if it's not for the direct benefit of us. So hopefully those thoughts have been an encouragement to you today. Sarah doesn't notice, but I'm feeling next week we do a Facebook Live podcast next week. I'm feeling it. Are you feeling it?
Yes.
I don't know if she's filling it. We haven't done one in a while.
I was just thinking next week's Easter.
So we'll wait and do Facebook Live some other time. We got to do a podcast anyways, though.
Yes, dear.
Okay, so we will postpone the Facebook Live, but we will do a podcast next week. Hey, Sarah may not be here next week, but one way or another, I will not let my people down. I will not let you, the audience, down. I will be here.
Do you need, like, some theme music or something going on right now?
Andy. Dun, 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 Andy, dun, dun, as you, Andy, as you do this music, I want some really cool music on that spot right there. All right?
He doesn't listen to Rebecca.
He most certainly does. All right. I know you do, Andy. Just for the record, Andy's the guy who helps produce our podcast and gets the music ready and all that stuff. So thank you, Andy. All right, you guys have a good weekend. Well, at least I will talk to you next week. We'll see what my wife does. All right, see you guys.